Good evening, I should
good
say.
Good evening, I should say.
It's very, very late for you there, is it not?
That's not so bad.
Are you a night owl?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah, but, you know, when you got to roll out of the sack really early in the morning, it kind of can change your tune when it comes to, you know, what time you go to bed. That's for sure.
Yeah, this morning was a rough one.
So this is your second deployment to Afghanistan, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you are doing the exact same thing that you did the first deployment, right?
Sure am.
Which is basically saving the U.S. government a bucket load of money. I'm giving you all that credit.
Well, I appreciate that. it's not just myself. But, yeah, it's pretty much what we do out here.
And explain what it is you do, and then people, especially folks who kind of understand or do what you do, they'll immediately get it. Explain what you do.
Well, I'm a basic metal worker is my job title, but for the most part, I'm a welder, fabricator. What we do out here is fabricate things that the Marine Corps needs that they can't otherwise obtain through the Marine Corps supply system, and repair battle-damaged equipment. For the most part, that's about it.
And so, basically, when a trailer, like you work on axles and things like that, so or a trailer or whatever, so when the axles break or something breaks, frame breaks, was there a time when the military or the Marines would have just said, you know, let's just scrap it, we'll just get another one?
I mean, I want to say that. The Marine Corps is pretty big on trying to save all the gear they can. Marine Corps is known for maintaining their gear and force readiness. But what I've been doing out here is pretty much saving the trailers that are really far gone, the ones that they thought couldn't be saved. And, yeah, that's about it.
You're a truck rescuer. You rescue them from the brink. That's awesome. And how handy is that? Now, you did this prior to even joining the Marines. You were a welder, yes?
Well, I wasn't a welder, but the job I worked at, I did a lot of welding.
Okay.
So,
I don't know if you're going to make a career out of the Marines. Is that what you're going to do?
I plan to.
So is this something that you want to continue to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Because this stuff parlays into some great civilian work as well.
It does, but it doesn't really, I have a lot more fulfillment and satisfaction out of what I do. I have the opportunity to lead Marines, work with Marines, see the world, and work on all kinds of different gear, as opposed to being, I'd say, like a structural welder.
Yeah.
Nothing against those guys out there, but I enjoy what I do.
And the heights, you know, if you're like way up and, you know, welding on a skyscraper frame, that's scary. I don't know how they do that. I really don't. I mean, that's frightening. And, you know, I think I kind of knew the answer, what you were going to say before you said it, that they're part of this, a huge part of this has to do with the camaraderie that the Marine Corps gives you.
Absolutely. I'm out here with pretty much thousands of brothers, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah. How long will you be there now?
I should be here for close to 7 months.
When did you guys get there? In January?
We arrived in March.
March. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Because I did a lot of stuff with the unit that was there before you, and then we sort of moved on to the first MLG, and I began to get to know quite a few of you guys and gals who are there as well, mostly Marines, but the occasional Navy person, because you guys all work together. I mean, you know how to work together.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. So when you have some time, you're not busy, you know, fixing things that people bring and drop off in front of your workspace, because I'm sure that's what they do. What do you like to do? What do you enjoy? How do you de-stress?
I'm going to call myself a gym rat.
Why?
Because our workload really dictates. So we've been pretty much overwhelmed out here with work, so haven't really had the time.
So describe how things get broken. I mean, when someone tows in a broken vehicle, you know, the axle shot or something, what's the usual cause of that kind of damage?
Well, a lot of this gear was designed for hard-packed roads, more of like urban terrain. Out here, the terrain is pretty rugged, and we pretty much make our own roads. So all the equipment takes a real beating. So it's just constant maintenance. A lot of it's crack repair and bent stuff. We repair that. I don't really understand the question.
Like how does it get broken? The roads?
Yeah, for the most part, the terrain out here and combat really takes its toll on equipment.
Man, you know, I don't know much about the equipment 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago that the military had, but the upgrades, especially when it comes to materials, has certainly improved dramatically, has it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Marines are constantly assessing their gear and coming up with ways to improve upon it. That's a lot of what we do out here is re-engineering things and trying to come up with modifications for them to better support the warfighter.
And a lot of that has to do with the underside of vehicles, I would suspect, not only just the axle, but the, you know, the frame and everything.
It's pretty much everything.
Everything.
We've been out here for quite some time, so there's wear and tear on everything.
So you were there in March. It's now May. You have 5 months left. When you think about home, clearly you think about your wife, and you have a little daughter. She's four, right?
Yes.
Awesome. What will you do when you get to walk through your front door? What are you going to do? Kiss your wife, kiss your kid, and then what?
I got a dog that I waited a long time to get, my buddy Torch. So I really plan on taking him out and having a good time with him.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a English Bull Terrier.
Oh.
He's like the dog from Toy Story.
Yeah, is he a puppy?
He's a year old now, so
okay.
He acts like a puppy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have dogs that are, you and I, about the same age, and they're ridiculous. I have a pug, and they're ridiculous until they're about two and a half, and then they start mellowing out. I'm just thinking about your wife with a four-year-old and a dog that is pretty much like a four-year-old. And, you know.
My wife's just a tough lady. She's done it before, and she had a pretty good upbringing. She's pretty much my rock, so I can always count on her. It makes things a lot easier being out here knowing that I got a good support system back home and my wife can handle herself. That makes things a lot easier.
That is absolutely the key, I think, for everybody. And you know as well as I do that there are men and women there who do not have that kind of support system. And it would behoove everybody who has a loved one who has been deployed to try to be as responsive to their needs as possible. And you know, you're I don't know how long you've been married. You have a 4-year-old kid, so I'm assuming this is her second deployment as well.
Yes, it is.
So she's getting good at it.
Yeah, but it's rough, you know, when you come back home and your baby is a toddler and your toddler is a kid.
Yeah.
So it's a little rough.
Yeah.
You miss out on a lot.
So Skype it. You got to Skype, right?
I'm sorry?
You get to Skype.
Yes.
So you get to talk to your daughter.
I do. Not very often, but I get to talk to her.
Good. Well, just know that there are a lot of spouses, mostly women like your wife, who can totally relate to this situation, and who are thinking and praying for you, and you are blessed that you have that kind of structure at home and a solid, strong yet wonderfully sweet woman who is holding down the fort for you until you get back, and, you know, just taking care of things, including that dog of yours.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely tough what they do. We kind of have an easy life out here. Eat, sleep, and work. It's as tough as it may seem, you become accustomed to it. And I know what my wife is dealing with on a day-to-day basis. It definitely makes me grateful.
Yeah, mostly it's just a psychological stress, I think, that she probably has to deal with. And there's a level of psychological stress that you have to deal with, different, totally different types of stress, but stress nonetheless. You know, you get used to dealing with it your way, and she gets used to dealing with it her way. And when you come back together, there's an acclimation period, I'm assuming. And her getting used to you sleeping in the same bed with her after you being gone for 7 months, you know, women can hog a bed. And
when we come home, you know, when I come home, I'd like to just relax. But my wife, she's been waiting 7 months for me to get back, so she's got plans. She wants to go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah,
it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, she's got like a list of stuff she wants you to fix.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope that you have a chance when you do get home here in 5 months. It'll be in time, you know, as fall rolls around. Boy, it's going to be hot when you're there. I just think about how stinking hot it's going to be in the summertime while you're there. And, you know, man, feel for you on that one. But you'll be back here by fall and the holidays. Will you get to spend the holidays with your family?
I will.
Good.
I missed out on a lot of them so far, so I'll be happy to be home for the holidays.
We should mention, too, that you come from a pretty long line of proud servicemen. Tell me about your dad.
My dad's what we like to call the old breed. He came in the Marine Corps a long time ago, and I never really thought I was going to join the Marine Corps, but spending so much time around it, I thought I had some kind of insight on it, into it, and now that I'm part of it, I understand why my dad said and did a lot of the things he did, but my dad is a strong guy, and I'm proud to be his son, and I'm sure he's proud to be my father.
Yeah, he for the record, I understand he was a drill instructor, so I don't know, when you were growing up, if your room had to be in absolute tip-top shape, or if you were allowed to, like, slide a little bit on your bedroom, but I doubt it.
No, I mean, I get that all the time. He spent a lot of time away from us, so the time he did have was precious to him. So, really, he was a really good guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't that typical drill instructor you'd imagine.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Well, I hope that you have a chance to spend time with all of them. Where do you live at? Will you be back in Yuma? Is that where your wife is and your dad?
She's actually in San Clemente, California, out of Camp Pendleton.
Oh, yes. Well, she's loving the beach life right now.
She's loving it.
She gets to see some sand, only the difference between her sand and your sand is there's water where she is. And so I hope that you and your whole family get a chance to get together this time. I just have a feeling that it will. Is there anything that you would like to say, Sean, that to Leah listeners? My show is heard all over the place, even around the globe. And is there anything that you would like to say to, seriously, the men and women who listen are so incredibly supportive and now include you in their prayers and are thinking about you, know a little bit of, have some insight onto what you do, and getting to know each of you personally really adds a different perspective on, you know, you're not just one big unit, you're one of of many men and women who serve our country, and to get to know each of you on an individual level is really insightful. What do you want to say to these people?
I just want to tell them thank you for all their thoughts and their prayers. It helps to know we got a good support system back home, and I'm always proud to come back, and I know the rest of the Marines will be too. America's an amazing place, and I'm proud to be an American. So I want to say thank you to all the listeners for all their support.
I so adore you, and I wish you Godspeed. Please be safe, and know that we're all thinking about you. And I'll mention, too, that care packages are always accepted, and I'll make sure that we have your address so we can put together a nice care package and send it your way, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Get some sleep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have a nice day. Bye.